الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء کرام, brothers and elders, coming of the month of Zilhijjah brings to mind the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the great personality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In Zilhijjah, those actions are prescribed upon the ummah that were carried out by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, like the qurbani and other related matters in Hajj. And similarly, the Muslims over the globe, wherever they may be, in commemoration of this great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we also make qurbani and sacrifice an animal. It's wajib and mandatory upon us to do so for those people that can afford it. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also is portrayed in many places of the Holy Quran. Different aspects of the Mubarak life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned and expressed. Sometimes the erection of the Holy Kaaba, sometimes the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Some places we find the encounter he had with Namrud. Some places we find where he was challenged and where he explains his nation, tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the skies, the moon, etc., the sun. And many other places we find the incidents or matters related to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are recorded in the Holy Quran. And the personality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is portrayed many places of the Holy Quran. This is one great personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, that all the nations, the Jews, the Christians, the Mushrikeen, all of them had accepted, unanimously accepted the leadership of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of them had attributed themselves to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are people that follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jews had mentioned that he was a Jew, the Christians had mentioned that he was a Christian, the Mushrikeen used to follow him and say, we are also followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had negated this because the Jews and Christians had very erroneously and falsely attributed Judaism and Christianity towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because their advent was after the coming of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Torah and Injil was revealed after the coming of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So how could he be a follower of Judaism or Christianity? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that I recited before you, mentions very clearly, ma kana Ibrahim wa yahudiyya wa la nasraniya. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian. Walakin kana hanifan muslima. But he was completely upright and straight, and he was completely subservient and submission, completely submissive to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was also not from those people that ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these false attributes of these different nations towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is negated here in this one verse of the Holy Quran. And we are also commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that which is completely upright and completely straight. And ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is here instructed that thereafter we had revealed upon you, O Prophet of Allah, أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, so that you also follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Other places we are told that this what you are following is the cult, is the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a deen that was completely upright and perfect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his attributes in the Holy Quran. When it comes to the deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses a question, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Who is there that will turn away from this creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, illa man safiya nafsa, but except that person that is completely stupid, that has no understanding, he will only turn away from this creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because وَلَقَدْ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Why? He was so chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had chosen him in this world. We had chosen him in this world with this mantle of prophethood and leadership, that every nation that came on the face of the earth regarded it as an honor to follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and acknowledge this great exalted position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. And also together with that, they had followed his creed as far as Hajj is concerned, as far as the sacrificing of animals is concerned, as far as hospitality is concerned. Long after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left this dunya, it's mentioned that these actions of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were carrying on even in the days of Jahiliyyah. People used to perform this Hajj, people used to sacrifice animals, people used to be express hospitality to the people, and this was following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him chosen in the hereafter. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He's from the pious people in the hereafter. What was the chief characteristic or the basic essence of the attributes of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further mentions here, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to subjugate himself, to surrender, to submit, and to show obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَسْلَمْتَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He did not only say that I subjugate myself, I accept the divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I sacrifice my will, my fancies, my desires, my sentiments, my emotions, but he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have surrendered myself to the Lord of the worlds. Because of the respect and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned this is what he replied. He did not say, أَسْلَمْتُ لَكْ, I have just been obedient to you. No, I am obedient to you, O Lord of the worlds, O sustainer and nourisher of the worlds. Some say what he tried to say, was this what he tried to express here, that my submission is no wonder, because O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the creator and nourisher and sustainer of all the worlds. So it is my duty as your servant to be submissive to you and to show submission and obedience to your command. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's most outstanding quality here is expressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned. Thereafter, that quality that was dominant in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the glaring quality, that quality that is the essence of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is mentioned here, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Not only was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects, in all walks of his life, under all circumstances, in all situations, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had also encouraged his family and his children also. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَبَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had commanded his children, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had commanded his children and had told them, Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you a religion, a way of life, a code of life. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not leave this world except in a state where you are showing obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you subjugate yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you submit before the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as saying, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and he exhorts his family and his children as well to remain Muslims and to remain subservient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey and show obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, in the dua preceding these verses, we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the erection of the Kaabatullah. Rabbana waj'alna muslimin ilak. O Allah, make us those people that subjugate before your law, that submit before your command, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, myself and my son. Wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. And he makes the dua for his family of the same thing. That, O Allah, from my family and progeny, there should be an ummah and a nation that submits to your will. And further, he makes dua for Allah subhanahu for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that send in them also a prophet, and the characteristics and qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's actions, his du'as, his wasiyat for the children, is that subjugation before the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the essence of all the deens. The essence of all the deen here is to subjugate oneself before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to show no amount of reluctance and hesitation when it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no interpretation that we look for that take us away from this obedience, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no reasoning that we base here, that is this making sense to my reason and intellect and intelligence and understanding so that I may accept this command? No. The fact that it is the divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why I accept the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the essence of deen, where we sacrifice our desires, where we sacrifice our whims and fancies and wishes, and we accept the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we give up our personal opinions, and together with that we accept the divine instruction and guidance that has come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this forms the very essence of deen, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Muslim here is mentioned because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned this word, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has named us also as Muslima, Ummatum Muslima, and this is what Islam means, complete submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet we find, unfortunately, some person that pursue their vain desires and their fancies and their wishes, and they give it the garb of deen. In the garb of deen, in the name of Islam, we find a person, what he does, he has a certain wish and a desire. Now, in order to give vent to this wish and desire, what he does, he gives some interpretations to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that flatters his ego, flatters his desires, etc. And what happened? It distorts the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to fulfill his desires. This is very, very dangerous, because one situation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those people that are submissive to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. This is the ideal that we should aspire for and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is following the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the meaning of a true mu'min and a true Muslim. And one is that we flout the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak save us. We fulfill our desires and our whims and our fancies and our wishes contrary to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, this is open defiance and disobedience to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person is conscious there, is conscious that he's going, he's defiant of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not devoting himself to the command and fulfillment of the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is conscious this is evil, but it's of a lesser degree when you compare it to those people that in pursuance of the fulfillment of their desires, they distort the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They give interpretations to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that suits them, that suits their desires. In order to give vent to their feelings, they distort the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has become common practice today. You will find the name Islamic labeled in many things. The label of Islam is put on many things today. You find this is Islamic, the school is Islamic, this activity is Islamic. But if you look for the essence of Islam, if you look for the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not found there. And we find that this is absent. And yet we find the name and the label is given of Islamic. Here those people want to fulfill and pursue their desires, and they distort the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely dangerous. You are fooling around and toying around with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the divine commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this in comparison to the second category is extremely dangerous, and it's becoming common here. People give the name of Islam and carry on with the activities and fulfill the desires at the expense of deen, the exempt of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They distort the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this situation. So here we find that the word Muslim and Muslima and Muslimin is found, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّ وَلَاكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. These two words are used commonly when it comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hanifa, completely upright, completely straight, no leanings and no tiltings towards any extremes, towards any kufr and shirk, towards any disbelief, towards anything that is strange to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, completely upright and straight, following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslima, submitting himself and subjugating himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Muslima, that he was a Muslim, and he was a person that subjugated himself under all circumstances. That is why we find that every trial that had come before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had passed that trial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony to this. وَإِذِبْتَرَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tried him with a few words, meaning here with a few exams, a few trials, a few tribulations. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had completely fulfilled that and completed that. Otherwise, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had tested those trials. The trials were not here, not put before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to see whether he will pass or fail. It was here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put him through the trials so that his qualities and his great attributes can be manifest before humanity till the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had nurtured him in this path through trials and had granted him perfection so that he could reach that Lord of that great stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined for him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through all these tests and trials, and there were many tests and trials that were put before him. One great test and trial was when he had to approach his father and explain to him Tawheed and the oneness of Tawheed. And his father had told him, either you leave me alone, I will pelt you to death, or you leave me. He had mentioned there, Salamun alayk, may peace of Allah be upon you, and he left his father. The challenge here before him was what? That to remain silent upon the disbelief that he saw around him, and or to express the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and face the consequences. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had expressed to his father in many words in the Holy Quran, no time to go into the details, had explained to him what Tawheed is. But when his father had rejected him, then he had left the comfort of his home and he had left his father, etc., and left because he was prepared to face this challenge and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, he had explained his nation in many words in the Holy Quran where he had told him about Tawheed, where he had broken the idols, and he had then asked them to ask the idols, etc., for replies for who had broken the idols. And when they realized their folly, we all know what happened. They prepared that great fire, that huge fire, that destructive fire to destroy Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But he remained steadfast and he was thrown into this fire. He remained so steadfast in the fire that when the angels had offered his help to him, he had said, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more conscious and aware of my situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance will come to me. And this is exactly what had happened. Because of his steadfastness in the path of Allah and fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes directly with the command to the fire. Allah ta'ala commands the fire to be comfortable upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, we find he is told to migrate and he leaves Syria, leave Iraq to Syria, and from Syria he is told to migrate. As he is going with Ibrahim, with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees many valleys that are green and lush, and he expresses his desire to come down in those valleys. Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, no, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you should proceed. And it takes him to a land that's completely barren. No vegetation, no means of existence of life is there. But it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam is happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And executing the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not delay. He leaves his wife and child there in that barren land where there is no means of life, etc., and sustaining life. And he is prepared to go and fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lengthy incident that we all know. Thereafter, he is asked, one of the great trials of his was to sacrifice his son. The details you all know, that in his old age, he had asked for his son. And when the son had reached that age, when he was walking with his father, reached that age where he could serve his father, he could assist his father, an age that every father longs for and looks forward to, that my son should reach that age, that he's self-sufficient and can become an asset to me, a means of assisting me and helping me. At that age, at that point in time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told to sacrifice his son. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told in a unique manner, other than other ways, the other orders of Allah, in the form of a dream, not explicit command, not given here by wahi, etc., but in the form of a dream, he sees this. There could be many interpretations that could be given. Person can interpret a dream in so many different ways. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was fully aware that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not hesitate to fulfill this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear it very often, but imagine if I am given the command to slaughter my son. Imagine the commitment, the dedication it requires, the love it requires to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the submission that it requires before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the life of that son. Other words, the submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be overwhelming. It must overpower the love and kindness and compassion that I have for my son. And this is exactly what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Without any reluctance, we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam puts his son down and is prepared to slaughter his son and take the life of his son. He does everything possible. There are many, many things that I mentioned here. Still a little time to go in. The thing we wish to mention, the highlight here, is that quality of submission before the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should implement in our daily lives as well. Here, imagine the great tests and trials that come before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he goes through this test, and we carry out this qurbani also to bring alive that very spirit of adherence to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of not subjugating ourselves before our desires, before the fancies of people around us, before the norms of society, before the wishes of our family, wife and children, and friends and foes, friends around us. No, But we should subjugate ourselves before the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The challenges that we are facing are very, very minimal and minuscule compared to the challenges of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the test of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We are just told to adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the sharia, the divine command and code that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has taught us through the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is our challenge. In this age and time, we should abstain from those things that are haram. Abstain from those things that constitute the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of our eyes, abusing our eyes, abusing our wealth, abusing our health, abusing our tongues, etc. And fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go about sacrificing all those things that contravene the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those desires that go against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should sacrifice them, put them at the altar of sacrifice, like Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam here. The sentiments and emotions and feelings for his son did not deter him from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as well should not be deterred from fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our wives, because of our families, because of our children, because of the environment, because of the greed of wealth, etc. No, we should check ourselves whether this is in conforming to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And that is what will bring true nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as zakat, salat, etc. is concerned, to abstain from sin, to abstain and to sacrifice our desires, like our respected sheikhs continuously say that khune tamanna kar lo, khune arzu hona chahe. Khune arzu means that those wishes that we have that are contravening the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice them, break them. They are of no worth when we weigh them against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allama Rumi, Sheikh Rumi rahmatullah has mentioned the example or the story of Mahmud, Sultan Mahmud and Iyaz. When Mahmud had presented that pearl, that invaluable pearl and precious pearl before his ministers and before his courtiers and before the people that were there and told them to crush this pearl, they told him, no, we dare do this. Why? Because it's an invaluable pearl. Some said it's more valuable than the entire kingdom that you have. How can we crush this? But when it came to Iyaz, and it's a lengthy story, when it came to Iyaz, then he had picked up the hammer and had crushed it immediately. And thereafter, when he was being rebuked by the people around him, then what a remarkable reply he gave, which should be in our minds at all times. He mentioned to them, Amr Shay Behtar bi qeemat az guhar, meaning that the divine order of the king is more valuable than this pearl. The divine order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine order of the king here is more valuable than this pearl. I would not save the pearl and go against the order of the king. I would fulfill the order of the king and destroy the pearl. Because the order of the king is more valuable. Our respected Shaykh and our Mashaykh tell us that the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more valuable than all the pearls of our desires that we have. Whether it's the pearls of sitting, whether it's the pearl of casting a glaze that is wrong, whether it's the pearl of earning haram wealth, etc. Whatever haram desire that we have, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more valuable. And we should hold a statement always in our minds that the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high ranking over all the other orders and all the other desires and wishes and leanings and inclinations and sentiments and emotions and feelings that we have. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more supreme. And the banda of Allah is who? Muslimah is who? That under all circumstances, he surrenders to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a lesson of the qurbani that we have, that takes place here. Not this. And the qurbani is that qurbani that is carried out in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any ibadat remains an ibadat if it is carried out in the right spirit, in the right manner. The essence of the ibadat remains. But if our ibadat is filled with all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all sorts of things are taking place that are against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? In order to carry out one wajib, we are contravening so many harams. And this has become common practice nowadays. A person is not concerned about the spirit and the essence and the nature of that ibadat. A person carries it out according to his own fancies and his desires, with the result we find that on one hand, he's aspiring to get a bit of reward, but he contravenes so many haram that he becomes disobedient in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and great harm comes to him as far as disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as sin is concerned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to fulfill all his orders and all circumstances, this order of qurbani as well, in the spirit that was shown to us by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala bring alive in us, in myself and all of us, the spirit of sacrificing our whims and fancies at the altar, and to sacrifice that in order to uphold the command and all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.